Japan Stories, direct from Osaka. Real stories from Asian Access missionaries.
Hey everybody, this is Peter Thompson with Japan Stories. I'm hosting today's episode. It's good to have you back. I have some special guests with me. We have a summer team that's joined us here in the Osaka area with Asian Access. I have TJ and Hannah with me.
Hello.
Hello.
TJ and Hannah, where are you guys from?
We're from Los Angeles. We go to a church called the Garden Christian Fellowship.
Great. Well, we're really glad to have you here with us in Osaka. And we want to ask TJ and Hannah some questions today. And we're going to start off with TJ. And we just want to know, why are you here this summer?
A long time ago, I had a friend who just mentioned Japan to me and told me that there was a need for people here, believers to come here. And it's been a long journey, been a couple of years, but I don't know why, but God has brought me to Japan this summer. Because of all the plans in the past didn't really work out. But now this summer, I don't know exactly what he's doing, but I know that he brought us here for a reason. I'm expected to see what he's going to do here this year.
Well, great. We're glad that you're here. It's going to be a great couple weeks that we're going to have together. Hey, Hannah, let me ask you a question. You just got here yesterday. You've been here only 24 hours. What's your first thoughts about Japan?
I really like it here. It's kind of everything I thought it would be. It's very clean, it's very friendly, the people are very polite. It's much quieter than I thought it would be. We were having lunch today and the restaurant was pretty much silent. I think we were some of the loudest people there, so we're trying to really control the volume of our voices sometimes. But I love it, and I can see why God really has a heart for this place.
TJ, how about you? What are your first thoughts?
Well, it's been very humid. Fortunately, Los Angeles prepared us for this, but it is very humid, which we expected. I am pretty amazed with the hospitality of the people, though. I think we've been very spoiled by the church here, and it's been just overwhelming about how warm and welcoming and joyful the people are. And it's very clean, and it is very quiet. That's very true.
Yeah, well, we'll try to find some noise for you guys. You know, TJ and Hannah are part of what we call J-Teams, which are short-term teams that are coming over to partner with Japanese churches. And they'll be here actually, their whole team is five people. And so the other team members we're going to introduce to you in a couple of days and let them share a little bit about what's going on. But what this team is doing is working alongside of Japanese churches, helping them to reach out to the local community, doing whatever they can in the process. And this morning they were doing a kids ministry where they were getting together with local kids from the community and the moms and helping the church bridge into the community. How was that?
It was a lot of fun. It was great to just jump right into ministry. And we didn't really prepare anything, but we just showed up and we were able to just play with the kids, roll around with them, sing songs with them, just see just the joy and the energy that's in them. And it's also been really great to be able to meet some of the moms as well and just interact with them and see them caring for their kids and just really taking an interest in what they're doing. So it's been a great, just jumping right in, but it's been really great.
Good. How about you, Hannah? Did you have fun with the kids this morning?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think the kids were good because the language barrier wasn't as much of a problem because you can just kind of, you know, play with them. But yeah, it was great. I think one of the things that I saw today was just them singing and praising together and with songs that we also sing back at home. And I thought that was actually really cool to see that.
Great. Well, hey, what do you hope God does through you this summer?
I'm really open and flexible just to what his plan is for me for this summer and just for the next few weeks. I just hope that when I leave, I know that he was blessed just by our team and by what we did here. So.
Great. Well, we really are excited to have you here. It's a blessing to have you here. And for our listeners, what we're going to do is we're going to sort of follow this team over the next couple of weeks. They're going to check in with you now and then, give you updates, let you know what God's doing, and hopefully give you a little bit of a taste for Japan through their stories and give you a hunger for reaching out to the Japanese people. There's a lot of need here, and there's a lot of opportunity. And we would love for our listeners to come over and be a part of Japan Stories and tell your own stories. TJ and Hannah, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
That's a phone ringing. That's some good time in there. I don't know how to turn it off. Hey, listeners, thanks so much for checking in today. We love you guys, and we'll see you next time on Japan Stories.
Bye.
Bye.
That's a wrap.